and base, page Tov Zion. It's a sequel. I think there are three or four Vadim that Volbe Zechatayk Livracha gave on the 3 weeks. This is the last one, and it gives the whole mindset of how we're supposed to think and how we're supposed to view these 3 weeks. Chuban Beis HaMikdash Hu Chuban HaOilam. How many people realize that? How many? The non-Jewish world, I mean, what recognition do they have for anything spiritual? But the source of success that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lived amongst his people, and that hashpo was enormous. He'll explain. Olam nechalav hu. So we live in a world of which was destroyed. She'ein boi af pina achas metuhara u'mekudeshes lahashvaras hashchina. And that is the Chulban. And that's what we see around in a secular world. The secular world is completely overrun by materialism, by consumerism, by opinions and values which are totally, completely alien to anything spiritual. I mean, they don't feel it. Hashvaras Hashchina, you don't feel it. If they ever mention his name, I don't know if they mention his name ever. I mean, I was thinking, when do they ever mention his name? Maybe by a graveside, or to Kether, maybe they mention God's name or something, I don't know. But they have any recognition of it. I mean, but the Maisa, the world is supposed to be a place where we recognize and we relate to Hashem, and there isn't a corner of that. It's alien to the world. You know, maybe not in Mamre Bet Shemesh and not in places where you have a full community, but you go to Ben Gurion, you go to an airport, you go to Chutz La'aretz, completely alien, anything spiritual, anything Torah, doesn't it? And that's the Chuban Ha'olam. Chuban Ha'olam. You don't feel it. You don't feel the Kedusha that there is in life. And you have to work on it in order to create the Kedusha. Maybe even places in Eretz Yisrael as well, you know, places in Tel Aviv where you feel devoid of anything spiritual. And that's not the reason for the world. The world is made for a place of residence, for Shochanti B'Soicho. And he brings one chazal, which is very striking. The Kosa B'Shulchan Aruch Orachayim, Simon Aleph. Ro'ui L'chol Yirei Shamayim. It's correct for any person who has Yirei Shamayim, Liyos Meitza V'Doyeg Al Churban Beis HaMikdash. A person who has Yirei Shamayim will be disturbed. He's troubled. He's upset by the Churban Beis HaMikdash, because there isn't the world in its Shleimus. And that disturbs him. I remember him saying this in the Mir Rabolva. I remember him, Rashgiach, saying this out. The famous Chidush Harim. Maishna Yorei Shamayim. You're only talking about a Yorei Shamayim should be upset? Kol Shekem Yishayin a Yorei Shamayim Lamita. What do you mean? And someone who's not a Yorei Shamayim should also be very distressed. What do you mean, Kol Yorei Shamayim is distressed? Anybody should be distressed. Why does that? They're just a Yorei Shamayim. Someone who doesn't have Yirei Shamayim would be even more disturbed. What does he mean? So of course everyone should be distressed. It's as if it's destroyed in our own time. So not just the person Yirei Shamayim, but any Jew. What does he mean? That's a question of the Chidush Harim. The intention is Shelo Yita Atzmai, and this is the whole deception which a person lives with, the whole Ramos. B'sheker, and he lives a life of deceit. K'she'eino Magish Klal Chisorim Beis HaMikdash. When a person doesn't feel any tzar or anything lacking in the world, when he doesn't feel that, V'chol HaNoger LeKlal Yisrael, and he feels a relevance and a connection to Jewish people, he should be very disturbed that he's on the outside, he's not on the inside. And that's the important point here. A person who doesn't have Yirei Shamayim should be more distressed, because he's not even in the parsha. He doesn't even think about it, doesn't even consider that the world is in some way lacking anything, lacking any presence of the Creator. He wakes us up every morning, all the brichas hashachar, and you don't connect to him, and that's the Beis HaMikdash, the source of connection. So such a person who doesn't have Yirat Shamayim, who doesn't feel it, should be disturbed that he's out of the bracket. He's not included in Klal Yisrael. To come in and to feel part of Klal Yisrael. And that's the meaning here. A Yirat Shamayim is distressed. A person who's not Yirat Shamayim, who's out of the bracket, should be totally distressed because he's not part of Klal Yisrael. Such a person is removed. And that's a tragedy, you know? Assimilated Jew. Not just assimilated, never mixing with Goyim, but assimilated that he doesn't even feel the lacking of the Kedusha. It's a tragedy. He's out of the... He's not in Klal Yisrael. He's not there. Ken, well, what's with a person who doesn't feel it? He only talks about someone who's a Yorei Shamayim. So what about a person who's not Yorei Shamayim? So don't fool yourself into thinking that, you know, the state of the world is alright. Don't fool yourself. That person should be disturbed. He's not even in Klal Yisrael. He's not even in the bracket. He's out of it completely.
Yehudi.
Yehudi, better Yehudi. Harei mi she'ein bo yira shamayim eino yodea klal amal misabel. He's right out of it. He doesn't even know what to mourn about. He doesn't know what to mourn. He doesn't feel it. Ki toiv loiv ha'olam. He's very happy with the world as it is. He doesn't see anything lacking. And that's his tragedy. He doesn't realize what it means to lead a spiritual life. You know, it's all... Let's take not the extreme. Let's take a person who does keep Shabbos, and a person who does daven, and a person who does learn Torah, but he's not disturbed. So he's not there really in the finger on the pulse, how do we say? Like, he's not sensitive to the issues of Klal Yisrael. He does do everything, but he doesn't feel anything. He feels everything is just fine. I have my food on the table, I have my job, I have my car, I have my vacation, you know, I have my clothes in the closet. And he doesn't feel it. He's lacking tremendously, because the world is fine as it is. I don't need the Beis HaMikdash. Kol tavas zibo hu yochel amalos. You know, I can travel anywhere I want to go to. I have enough money, I can do what I want. V'ho'olam malhiv ayin b'yofyon. And he enjoys all the scenery in the world. Gambini Beis HaMikdash. Without the Beis HaMikdash, I'm fine without it all. That's a major tragedy. Hein rak yirei shamayim be'emes yochel ha'agish. Only a person who has yirei shamayim, ki ha'olam b'li Beis HaMikdash, b'bonoi hu chorov. It's destroyed. Ken, the point he's being Hanukkah here is, what about people who don't feel it? Those people. No, let's keep to the point. The person who doesn't feel it, that person is a major tragedy. Who mamash benora, because he's not included in Klal Yisrael. He thinks the world is just fine as it is, and that's even a person who's shomer Shabbos and does everything. If he doesn't feel the churban, the lack of Hashem, then he's even more should be even more distressed, because he's not in the bracket. He's not in Klal Yisrael. He does everything, but he doesn't feel the churban. That's the point he's making here. That's not the point. Let's keep to the point. That's what he's saying here. This is the point he's making here. That we have to feel the tzar. What is the tzar? Let me put it like this. I don't know if you remember if you were here, but in Parshas Bahaloscha, Rabbi Yerucham gave a moshel about a light with an oil. A wick with oil. It's a beautiful mimer that. And he explained that when you look at a flame, so you realize straight away, where's the light coming from? It's not coming from the wick, it's coming from the oil. Now, don't deceive yourself into thinking that the light is just the wick. The wick is the law of nature, the chok ha-teva, the tzarich p'tila kedei ladlik et zeh. Abu Be'emes, Eifa Ha'or, Me'ashemen, Hamachus Hashemen. The wick has to be clean, has to be neat, has to dip into the oil. That's the Maisim that we do. The oil underneath is the real source of it. So I was thinking, what does it really mean? You can be like a mechanical Lishmo. Like, you do things Lishmo, you put on your tefillin, you daven, you bench, you make brachas, but it's only the wick. You don't get into the shemen. You don't feel the real the davik libeinu the mitzvah sechel, which is underneath. That's the yiras shemaim underneath. That was the maimer in Parshas Va'aloisma in the davik libeinu. It's a beautiful maimer. The moshel is so perfect that everything could just be the wick. You're just doing things on the outside. It's mechanical. It's routine, and you don't get to the shemen. So the yiras shemaim is underneath it all. Like when you put on your tefillin, you feel connected to Hashem. You know, you say Shema, Hashem Elokeinu. You're not just saying the words. That's the shemen, not the wick. Your perfect marshal of Yerucham there, and that's here the point. So the wick is all the life that you have it, and your Shabbos and everything which you have. You can be only on the wick, but you're not into the shemen. Perfect marshal there, and that's the problem here. Person can do everything mechanically, but he doesn't feel the lacking underneath. Underneath is the Yirah Shamayim, is the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamlechet Kainim, Goy Kadosh. Every bracha that we say, every time we daven say Shema, every Shema Ne'esrei, is connecting to Hashem. And that's the Makor. And Beis HaMikdash, without the Beis HaMikdash, it's a different world. He's very, very hidden. If you look a little bit into the writings of the Achronim, the main tzar of the 3 weeks is called Siluk Hashchina. He left us. He left town. He left town. About Siluk Hashchina, he that we don't have it as it really is. In other words, the Ikar is missing. The Ikar is missing. I once gave a moshen based on a maimah I once heard from the Barye, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Of a moshul like this, of a bocher in yeshiva who comes to Eretz Yisrael from America, and his father gives him an allowance of money, and after Sukkot already, he's used up all his money. He's got nothing left. So he's in a mess here. I've got no money here. If I call up my father, he said, "Wait a minute, I gave you money until Pesach, so you used it all up by Sukkot. What happened to you? You spent all the money." So he's got a penny left. So he decides, I don't want to do it. If I call up my father, he'll probably shout at me. If I write him a letter, I don't know what the mood is in the house, in the kitchen, I can't take that risk. So he thinks a little bit, he's a clever bocher, so he turns around and he says, the best thing for me to do is just to borrow money. And when it comes to Pesach, I'm at home, and I'm sitting at the table with my father, and he asks me, how are you? And we have this close connection. Then I can tell him, you know, Dad, I need a bit more money, because there's a warmth there. In Chazal it's called Soymech al Shulchan Avinu. When you're Soymech on the Shulchan, when you have that close connection, so you can ask him. When he goes home at Pesach, so he asks him and it makes sense. That's the Maila of the Beis HaMikdash. We were Soymech al Shulchan Avinu. We were together. We were together. That you could go into that, you know, it's closeness. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is Dovuk with us, and that's an enormous difference here. This way, you know, you don't know. You go to the Kosel, you daven about as a Kedusha by the Kosel, but it's not sitting at the table together. That's what the Kolbonis are. Hashem took his chelek, and Kohenim took his chelek, and we took our chelek. Everybody took a chelek. It's sitting and having a meal together. A Kolbon is a meal. That's why it's called Lachmi. It's Kolboni Lachmi. It's kolbani lachmi, my food. My food, your food. We all sit together and eat together. That's the yiras shamayim underneath, and that's what's missing in our time. And there are many people have no distress at all about the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what we have the 3 weeks for, and the build up until Erev Tisha B'Av, and then Tisha B'Av. That's what it's all for. That we should feel the lack, feel the missing, what's missing. I wrote here in the notes, it's my own notes here from my own sefer, but is there a Tehillim here? Is there a Tehillim here? Thank you.
כן,
בטח,
מהגישים.
כן. והפרצה היה תמיד מדבר. כן,
שכוח.
We come to Elul, so you say this prayer again. I used to daven always on Rosh Hashanah. and Gates said in Manchester Kof Dalet Miyale Hashem Horitzu Mulay Teve Yesh Veva. Usually we say this Perek, but just to give you an idea of what we're talking about here. So Hashem Horitzu Mulay Teve Yesh Veva. So it's not our world; it's His world. Ha'oretz Umalaya refers to rivers, seas, mountains. The Yesh Veva, Paris, London, New York. That's cities. Ha'oretz is the geography. Tevel v'yesh beva, it's all His. Ki hu al yamim yisodor b'al na'oretz yuchaneneho. He established all the seas, and every river is where it has to be. And that's if you work for National Geographic, that's all you need to know. There are mountains, there are rivers, there are cities, there are rivers, that's the world in Teva. Now, what's the world for? Mi yale b'har Hashem. The purpose of life is not to take pictures of the Grand Canyon and Switzerland and nature and just look at beautiful pictures. The tachlis of the world is mi yale, who will climb up Bahar Hashem. It doesn't mean literally Har Hashem, it means your kitchen can be Har Hashem. Live a life of Kedusha. Umi yokum bimkaim kodesh, and who can stay there in a life of Kedusha. That's the challenge of life. Challenge of life is not the first two psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it's His. Me is the kol mi for me. Any person who's able to climb and stay in the level of Kedusha. And there are criteria. The ki chapayim is maisim tovim. Bar levav is a pure heart. Asher lo nosov na nafshi is a clean mouth. Velo nishba lemirmo. That's a gemara nida that mashbien oisoti et tzadik ba'alti rosha. Now, such a person, Yisra Brocha Meis Hashem, he walks around his 120 years and he's carrying a Brocha from Hashem. Utzloka Melakei Yishai. What is he? Zedo Doshov. He's a Doiresh and a Mavakesh Hashem. Ponecha Selah. That's the Tachlis HaChaim. The Tachlis HaChaim is to be a Doiresh and a Mavakesh through Maisim Dibur Machshova, and to be Oile through Torah and Mitzvahs, and that's the Tachlis HaChaim, not the first two Psukim. That's just the point. And then after that, you have these Psukim which talk about the opening of the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. Mi Zeh Melech HaKovod, Mi Hu Zeh Melech HaKovod, and it's all an extension, a profile of somebody who is Dovuk in Ruchnias. Such a person brings the Shechinah down. Mi Hu Zeh Melech HaKovod Hashem Tzevokos, it's talking about the opening of the gates. And the Chanukah Sabbath when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and the gates were closed, and he couldn't open them, and that's the connection of the Reisha to the Sefer of the Perek, La'anias Daiti. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. The first part of the Perek, the first six psukim, are talking about a person's growth, and from Pasuk Zion to the end, are talking about Hashoah Tashchina in Yerushalayim. The answer is that when a person is devoted to Ruchnias and he concerns himself in Ruchnias, it's as if he brings the Shechinah down in your own kitchen, in your own life, in your own what you do in your life, and that's the Beis HaMikdash. Without the Beis HaMikdash, and it's a life of Kedusha. Okay, let's move on. That's just a little bit off the point, but I wrote in my notes here, you can see Ayin Tehillim Kof Dal Mi Yale a Tayar. You can be in this world nothing else but a tourist. A Tayar. Chibur Reisha the Sefer, and the connection of the Reisha and the Sefer means what we just did, the beginning and the end. B'sheish brachos onu mispalelim b'shmoneh esrei al geula ha'achrayna. In six brachos in Shmoneh Esrei, we daven for the geula. Mechaya Mesim is one. Goel Yisrael, two. Mekabetz Nidchei Yisrael, three. Boinei Yerushalayim, four. Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, five. Machzir Shechinot Adesion, six. Six brachas in Shemoneh Esrei that we mention about the geula, meaning the binyan Beit HaMikdash. The chol ha'pachot, at least shtei ha'brachas ha'misyachsos the binyan Yerushalayim, at least two brachas that relate to binyan Yerushalayim ha'mikdash nispal ben amazon besimas leiv meruva. And the Mashgiach is saying here that we should pay more attention in these 3 weeks to the two brachas, Boinei Yerushalayim and Machzir Shechinot Adesion. Those two brachas, which are Yerushalayim Ilcha and Besech Hazeno Einenu, one should be more careful with those two brachas during it. בביחס המוזוין, מיד אחרי ההודו, straight after the על הכל, על הויץ ועל המוזוין, אנו מבקשים מאחרים על חמישה דבורים, על הכלל ישראל, על ירושלים ירח, this is all in מאחרים, על מלכוס פייס דובית, על המקדוש. In other words, הרי אכלנו בסובר, you've eaten plenty, and you had a good meal, ומיד עלינו לספיינים, think a minute, stop a minute. וזה הכל, סביעס וצויננו, all you want is that you're satisfied with your meal and nothing more. Mimuli hakeres hikol hachayinu, filling your stomach is the whole purpose of life. Halo hatachlis hi haklal Yisrael, and that's why we say that in benching. B'hashuas hashchina b'toichay, and that we should feel the kedusha in these times. Gam b'broch azu yesh lanu lechaben b'simas meruba b'zman ben amzoyim. In other words, the Mashgiach is saying here that in Shmona Esrei, in Boina Yerushalayim, and Machzir Shinosay, take more care, say it more carefully. And in benching, when you come to Rachim, think of those words a bit more. Even in Alamichyo, Rachim Hashem Elokeinu v'nei Yerushalayim, we say it in Alamichyo as well. Say it with more care. I'd like to suggest something which might help a great deal, which I personally find it helps a great deal. It's not enough just to hear this vard and to listen to the words. You have to do it in quiet time. You have to do it when you're by yourself and there's no safer open, and you're sitting on a train, or you're sitting on a bus, or you're walking down the street without any other things, that you have to think about these things, and then it gets in. It's not enough in davening, excuse me, I mean, that's what I personally feel, it's not enough in benching. It has to be when you're like going to sleep at night, you're falling asleep, or think about Yerushalayim, or think about the Bracha, think about the wording, go over it in your mind, and then it really settles in. And, I mean, it's a great problem. You can learn a great deal of Torah, but it doesn't become your Torah unless you think about it yourself. And try it. Think about the bracha. Think about the words. Zechazeno einenu b'shuvacha l'tzion b'rachamim. I was once working on that bracha. The Zechazeno einenu b'shuvacha l'tzion. Let our eyes see b'shuvacha l'tzion b'rachamim. So if you want to get that, you have to protect your eyes.
What?
You have to protect your eyes. Lishmor al einayim. You can't look at everything, because if you then to see the sechazet b'shuvach alitzim b'rachamim, and then you looked at the newspaper, and then you looked at something which you shouldn't look at. I think it's the Satmar Rebbe once said that. In order to be zeicher to see Yerushalayim, you have to be careful not to look at things which you... Because this is a bit like a clay amishoris, you know, in the base of Mikdosh. If a kohen in the middle of the avodah wanted a cup of coffee, so he took the clay amishoris and used it for a cup of coffee, he can't then use it for something else. It's a clay amishoris. So the eyes are the clay amishoris. You have to be careful to protect the eyes. And it's the eyes. It's a spiritual vision. It's einayim ruchni, not einayim gashmi. Einayim, to be able to recognize the kedusha. That's a great mila to do that. Not many people can recognize kedusha when they see it. To protect your eyes, you know, from sneers in your name, for newspapers, for things like this. But be careful. But I'm suggesting that these things are only if you think about it without a sefer. Like you go out of the shir, or you go out and you walk in the street, to go over these points in your mind, and it really it settles in your mind, and you think about it. Haloi tachlis hi haklal Yisrael, mashuas hashchina b'toicha. Gam b'bracha zu yesh lanu lechaben b'simas leiv meruba b'zman bein hametzorim. We have to think about these brachas. Zehu hama'at. Kind of him to say that, no? And that is the little bit she'anu yecholim la'asos. The smaller thing that we can do k'dei lahachios b'kirbeinu hadag alochum b'beis hamikdash. Now that's something we can do. I think it's very kind that he put this, because he didn't put something beyond our level. It was within our reach to think about these brachas. You say them, stop a minute, say them a bit slower, or to think about it in private time, and to go over the brachas in your mind. I can guarantee to you that if you think about the bracha in quiet time, when it comes to saying the bracha, it's an entirely different bracha. because it becomes your private bracha, not just the text of the Siddur. It's much more powerful for you if you think about it in your own time. That's the way you make a kinyan on it. In falling asleep at night, and instead of thinking about how much money I have or I don't have, instead of thinking about, you know, someone upset me today, someone didn't upset me, forget all those things. Just think it, go through in your mind the bracha. Go through the words in your mind, and then it settles in, and you begin to. That's the ma'at. Look at the last paragraph. The Zois Ladas, and this is a beautiful paragraph. I remember him saying this in the Mir, the Mashgiach. I remember the once before Tisha B'Av. Ha'avelas al hachuban v'harichuk ben hamatzorim. The avelas that we do in these 3 weeks, and the separation we have ben hatzorim, he ha'achona harishayna lehamlochas habayre ala oilam v'izkavus elo b'yamei harotzen b'yamim leroyim. That is the first stage of preparing for Rosh Hashanah. If you think about the Siluk HaShchina, then you're already in the pathway of thinking about Yom Yom Yomei HaRotzayim. So these days put you into it. Uboruhu, mi she'ein oichosh ba'asorim, she'ein HaShchina oid mokam kavua ba'ilam. Someone who doesn't care of the tragedy that the Shechina is not amongst us, ba'ilam, asher biglal zeh habriya meruchekes min ba'ilam. And now the creation is like separated from the Creator. Eichu yochol lehitgagea. How can such a person dwell and desire lehitavos halamaros abayre alabiyos hamalchusos zichronos and shofos? How can you get to zichbarchus zichronos and shofos if you're never worried about the siluk hashchina on the 3 weeks? So if you think about the siluk hashchina in these 6 weeks, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah a few weeks later, so you're already in the bracket, you're already in that area for it. It's a hachana for Malchus Zichronos and Shofos. Baze soif hashana noot bitchilosa. Beautiful point. This is the way the year ends, similar to its beginning. Hamagal niskar, the circle closes. Look at this one from the Mashkiach. Beautiful point. Hanakuda hamerkazit b'magal zuhi. The whole year is built up on one holy circuit, one ma'agal, Malchus Shamayim. Shlavei ha-ma'agal, and there are different stages in the circuit of Malchus Shamayim. Hitgalus rishona bibriya, Bereshis. Bereshis is the revelation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bereshis Bore Elokim. Ha-hemshech b'tzmichas ha-klal Yisrael l'gula migul Yosef, Yisias Mitzrayim. Another recognition of the Hizgalus of Malchus Shamayim at Pesach. Hizgalus Hashnia b'matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal. It's a different oifi, a different manifestation of the Shechina. Acharei Asiyah Hazu, and after this high point, you go from the Briyas HaOlam, creation of Klal Yisrael, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, Asoinois, the great tragedies, Harichuk ve'Egel after Pesach, Meraglim, Shagomu Bechir Ladoiros, and that brought about the whole Bechir Ladoiros Tisha B'Av. Umitoich Richuk Kiruv. And then you come back again. No, how beautiful. In other words, Elul brings you back again. Umitoich Afela Oira. Shabbos Nachamu, Mitchilas Abishiva Nechemta, and then you come back again, back to the Shechina. Hamakashoris es Tisha B'Av in Moshe Shonah. And the Shiva de Nechemta brings you, it's a beautiful feeling, no? After the Siluk HaShchina of the 3 weeks, so then, it's only 3 weeks, 7 weeks of kiruv, of love and affection, of Kodesh Baruch Hu brings you back again before Rosh Hashanah. Umatzbios al akesha hapnimi shebein avelos al achuban amelchus. And that's the connection. You go from the avelos, the nechama, and then back again, and you begin the year again. The hisbainanus, and it's all private. You can read beautiful things about the 3 weeks, and you can, you know, hear all different shiurim and ma'amorim. But if it doesn't, what's the lashon? Im eina lili mili. If it doesn't go in to your own thoughts, then you don't get the connection of the year and the Malchus Shamayim. It all connects together from the Briyas HaOlam, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, and the tragedies, and then the avelas, and then the chizuk of the nechamta, and then elul, and back into the ma'agal. It's all mazal shemayim. It's all into this ma'agal. Beautiful, beautiful ma'amah of mashkiach here. Okay, we'll leave it there.
Oh yeah.